is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning, warning.
We've got to stop them. They're going to kill us all.
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of FreedomSlips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Rick, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Heard. You're the Grey Rider. You would not make peace with the Bluecoats. You may go in peace.
I reckon not.
Got nowhere to go.
And you will die.
I came here to die with you.
Governments don't live together. People live together. Governments, you don't always get a fair word or a fair fight. Well, I've come here to give you either one or get either one from you.
I came here like this so you'll know my word of death is true. And that my word of life is then true. And I'm saying that men can live together without butchering one another.
It's said that governments are chiefed by the double tongues. Chiefed by the double tongues.
Hey. Two Feathers in the house. Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Two Feathers show. Promise you that good show tonight. And, boy, I tell you what. If you get stirred up by the demons, you better take the back door exit. Because I come to shake your demons up and put them away. Put them asleep, put them to bed, because, look, this is the way it has to be told, and I have to be the one to do it, then I got to be the one to do it. So we let everybody know you're listening to the number one listener-supported station on the planet, Revolution Radio. Yeah, it's in your timeline. It needs to be. You see? And that's what a lot of people mistaking themselves to see. You see, because they afraid of that real information. They rather go to some kind of mainstream media news outlet and receive their news, because you know what? It's repetitious, and that's what they want to do. They want to give you that repetitious lying bullcrap that spews out of their mouth, and they don't care what they if they got to give it to you every single day. You notice how? For example, wait, what's
hey.
Happening? Yo.
Hi.
Hey, you're echoing.
I don't know why. All right, echoing. I'm done.
What's that? Yeah, I got a special guest tonight. I think Jer Bear might be in the house. Are you with me, Jer Bear? Oh, he's stand by.
Hello.
Yeah, okay, you go right there.
I don't know why I'm echoing. Hang on. Go back.
Yeah, you're kind of freaking. Yeah, so let's you get your audio corrected, and we'll let the people know that there's many ways of donating to the station.
Can you hear me?
Let them know that if they happen to be a business owner for a mere $25 a month, they can have a banner put right on Revolution Radio.
So,
what's that? How you making out? Maybe you should drop off and come back when you get your audio correct.
Testing.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Is it echo?
No, you're good.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's
I got two slides. I got two slides open. That should be done. How you doing?
Oh, just trying to hold it down and waking people up to what the hell is really going on this planet.
I follow you.
Yeah, so, I was just wanting to know, if you wanted to produce the show and watch the chat, and, if you want to, interlude with something, you're more than welcome.
Yeah.
If you wanted to do that,
I'll watch the chat now.
Wait, I didn't understand anything you said.
I don't know why it's echoing. Shit. I don't. Testing. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm watching the. I'm watching.
Yeah, you're echoing.
Maybe I'll just hang out. I'll try.
Okay. Thank you for stopping by anyway.
Much love, everybody. Hate skin, donate. Don't forget about it. Bye bye.
Thank you, Jeff. And so, anyway, let's see. So, anyway, I wanted to let y'all know that there's many ways of supporting the station. And we glad that when people come and have a listen, because stream media, they're not going to give you the source of information because they don't want you to be awakened. And I'll explain further in a second. But first, I wanted to let you know that this station is built on a Patreon. And it's established on a Patreon, and monthly donations can be made out via our Patreon page. But the donor must either be A, an existing patron, or B, sign up to become a member of Patreon in order to use this facility. So if you wish to explore this option further, please either use either of the following two links I'm going to give you. Do you have a pen and paper handy right in your coffee table? Cut down that damn mind-raping machine we call a television, because your ears need to be full with what Two Feathers has to say. And so if you reach in that little drawer, I'll give you different links that you can write down, and whatever ones float your boat, you can jump in and say, hey, that's the one I want to go with. So we let you know that they all lowercase, all one word, and they all head up with https://. So the link to the station's donation page, and it's a direct link to the station's Patreon sign-up page, is the first one. HTTPS thing. Remember, all lowercase, all one word, revolution.radio/donations with an S. Hotmail abbreviated, HTML. That's revolution.radio/donations.html. Second one. HTTPS thing, www.patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. .com/revolutionradio. We have what's called a snail mail. Supporters of the station had the option to send checks and or money order. Station has a dedicated business account used for its financial transactions. The account is managed by Miss Terry Ackerman, a.k.a. Lady Horse. All checks and money orders are made payable to Revolution Radio, and it'll be posted to Miss Terry Ackerman. How you spell her last name? A-C-K-E-R-M-A-N. She can be reached at 1793 North Edon, E-D-O-N, Road. That's in Allen, Michigan. Allen, A-L-L-E-N, Michigan, 49227. Direct payment. They have a direct payment as a second option to support the station electronically, and can also be reached via the station's donations page. Link detailed above of what I just gave you. Stations, credit union, online banking system called AutoBooks. Enable supporter to donate direct to the station using a credit or debit card. Both singular and reoccurring monthly direct payment options are available. Please note this facility is fully functional for United States and Canada only. I understand the AutoBooks facility is still in the process upgraded to a potentially global payments processing system. We will keep you updated on that progress. Cryptocurrency. This morning, I glanced at it. I think Ethereum was at 2,100 therein. And Bitcoin jumping way up, 61,000, I think it was. The last I saw it, it might have went down just a little. It might have climbed even more than that. But then when I looked at it, it was 61,000. So the station accepts cryptocurrency. And also Bitcoin Cash, along with Ethereum and Bitcoin. So the station accepts the cryptocurrency. And like I said, we accept those, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Bitcoin Cash. The options are easy to reach using the station's dedicated donation page. Link detailed above what I just gave you. So the donor box, this is an international alternative to PayPal, similar to PayPal, but in its format, but it's simpler to use. To explore the donor box further, please use either of the station's dedicated donations page or the following direct link to our donor box page. Here's that direct link. HTTPS thing, all lowercase, all one word, donorbox.org/revolution-radio. We hope that this clarifies the different methods available at the current time. If you have any question at all, please don't hesitate to contact a member of the management team. And welcome everybody you're listening to the Two Feathers Show right now on your radio or wherever you're listening. And happy Thursday to you, early Friday morning. Let's get to it. Because I was listening to our boy Tucker Carlson earlier, right? So he's interviewing this lady. And this lady, she lived in China way back in, she was like 7 years old in 1966. And I was born in 1966. And she said a lot of this happened in the month of August. What a coincidence. That's the month of my birthday. Boy, trip me up. Well, I was like, dang. So, all of this was going down. And they had what Mao Zedong, had created this red god, right? And boy, I tell you what, Mao Zedong was an evil son of a gun, man. I'm telling y'all straight up, hearing this lady tell this story, and she, like I said, she's 7 years older than I am. So, I mean, this lady was throwing down in what she was bringing. So the meaning of what I'm bringing tonight is to show you all that there's an evil up on our land that is so quietly running in our country, as well as what she was trying to present. Damn, I just had my little show. There it is. Damn, way over there. So what she was trying to do was she was trying to present what was going on in her country of China. And she had, what happened was they wound up leaving China is what happened. And she had went to college and everything, and she had eventually she was teaching some kind of like a schooling over there in China. But what happened was with this Red Guard, they were young people. That's all it was. It was just like young folk. And she said that Mao Zedong had these youngsters, they would spit on you. Okay. And what they would do is they were called Mao Zedong's little red guards. And what he was he reworded the wording and speaking to the little the red guards, and they made it sound like, you know, he made it sound like they were welcome, because even against well, first let me say it like this. He welcomed them, so they accepted him as like a god, okay, is what happened, okay? So what happened was they looked up to him like a god, but what happened was at some point, what they would do is it wound up getting worse, okay? They used to chunk rocks and sticks and stuff like that, but what happened was, and to the point of what I'm saying, is they eventually wound up creating a red god, and then they had the black god, like, okay? And the red god meant that you were pro-government, and the black god meant you were tainted, and your children were tainted, and you were known to be, you know, anti-government. Like, you wasn't for the government. But let me tell you what happened to the little red guardsmen, okay? What happened was they wound up getting out of control, okay, is what happened, okay? And so what happened was they eventually, they started getting so out of control that they not only, like, were just doing away with people and killing them and whatever, right, they started turning on each other. So it started getting out of control, and Mao Zedong started looking at it as, you know, well, I may be next, you see? So what happened was they started ousting the little suckers to hard labor to the countryside, okay? And here in America, we think the countryside, you go on to plant gardens, or whatever, but no, it was like a hard labor. And she said that she was also sent to the countryside, right? So this is actually what went down, all right? So tonight's show, what I'm trying to bring forth is a communist cultural revolution happening now in America, okay? Is what I'm trying to show, because what's going on? I'm gonna tell y'all like this, okay? Just like in the days of the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and all of them, you know, as we know that, and when you do your homework, you find out that they fund both sides of the war, you know. And that's what I wanted to say about this southern border thing. You know, it's awful damn funny that people can't come to the realization to figure out, and I'm not saying, you know, our host here at Rev Radio, maybe you've been listening a while, so you're on board of what's truly going on in the world. But, you know, it's awful funny how secretly and quietly, okay, they, number one is they run a quiet government. And for us here in America and in the States, you know, it's a shame that we're still having to deal with, you know, a border wall. You know, here we are all these years later, and we're still having to deal with this influx of these, you know, migrants coming into the country from their own country. They're flooding in here. They're not stopping them, but until recent. But it just seems like that, you know, I think of good cop, bad cop. Okay, all of a sudden they had, you know, after a little while of the thousands and thousands and thousands, and they still coming. And I heard that, I don't know if it was last year, there was over 300,000 that came into the country. I was seeing the numbers. They probably don't even know how many, you know, that's coming into the country. Now we're discovering Trump was down there yesterday, and he was reading, like, how many crimes have been committed by these individuals that have come into the country. And they wanted to come here for financial, freedom, huh? To try to find some betterment of themselves or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then look at it. Now they're attacking police. They, you know, they're just doing all these things. And they really don't know. I don't think they really know. You know, some like Trump was saying that, you know, some of them may be ones coming out of jail, you know. But, I mean, if they come here for that, then it's just like it's time to do a roundup. You know, it's just I'm sorry to say it, but I mean, you know, you come here, you come here and do like the rest of us and go to freaking work. Hell, we got our own Americans in America that won't, you know, rather go rob a country, a little grocery store or something and won't get off their butts. Hell, we all had to suck up our pride, you know, from years ago in the younger years and, you know, use these little fast food jobs or whatever, right? To use it as a stepping stone to get where we wanted to get, you know, and that's what these suckers think. They come in with their freaking AR-15s or AK-47s or whatever, and just walk into a store and want to, you know, rob the little store or whatever instead of getting their butts out and getting up in the morning time and going to freaking work. Just like the migrants that come in the southern border, same thing. You know, they got to do that. They got to do something, you know. But the thing is, you know, it's just awful funny how the majority of the world don't even, you know, they'll play along. Okay, you go with that Freemasonry bull crap, right? And Illuminati and all of these secret societies and all of this. They keep going along with the ways. But you know what? This is the thing I'm gonna amplify tonight. Not only do they quietly present to us as a communist cultural revolution that's happening in this country, but I'm gonna tell you something. Okay, for the people that believe in the Almighty, you know, the one that sits on the high place, yeah, whatever you want to give them your name, Source, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yeshua, Elohim, however you want to look at it. You can mark this in your record book. He will show that he is the higher power. And a lot of people probably won't take that in a grand, you know, a grand way, but that's too bad. That's why you need to come here and get your refreshment on a Two Feather show, you see? Because what's happening is these people are sorely running this game up on the world secretly, okay? And this is what they do. They secretly run their quiet little activities up on the world. But let me tell you something. Here's something that you didn't know, okay? Now I'm fixing to fill you up for the whole entire night. Guess what Two Feathers did his homework and discovered? Y'all not ready for this. You're not ready for it. But I'll give it to you anyway because you're coming to have a listen and you come to get your candy. Okay, good old America. You know the ones with the big stick? That's sitting here taking out Gaza, you know, just running, you know, trying to have their way. They're building now. We come and discover that they're running their military facilities, you know, and trying to, now they're building, trying to get this big $95 billion freaking funding. Hey, you see why Biden's blaming the Republicans yesterday? He's blaming the Republicans because they don't want to fund the wall, more of the wall building or whatever. It's because, the Republicans know he wants to slip in this Israel funding, this Ukraine funding. Yeah, you know, he gotta sit and smell Zelensky's hair. You know how Biden does it. Yeah, he's gotta sniff his hair. So to make sure he goes sees his pretty little boy. You know, because that's how he wants to do it, you see? And then most of the people don't catch it. But let me tell you, it is the kicker. Here it is right here. Okay? America has been trying to be the big balls in space. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And let me tell you why I'm saying what I'm saying. Number one, Two Feathers did his homework. Okay. Number two is America been having satellites up in space, right? because they say what they can tell what we're doing on the ground. But guess what? Also, with this Neuralink or whatever up in space, yeah, good old boy, Elon, up there with the super freaking satellite. Yeah, watching what the Russians are doing, the activities of their movements on the ground. But guess what? Remember I told you about Almighty, the Almighty that sits on the high place? Yes. He's going to show America, even in space. We got our friend over there in Russia. He's going to build something that's going to freaking take out the freaking satellites that's in space. Yeah, that freaking wants to take out his men. He's going to freaking build something that's on the nuclear stance. That's going to blow the hell out of freaking America's crap. That because they secretly sitting here running their damn secret space activities in space to try to watch the movements of what Russia does on the ground and try to take out their people. So with their damn directed energy weapon or whatever, what have you, are watching the ground movement. You know what? They didn't, you know what? Back in the 2000s or whatever, you know, the early 2000s, you know what? Putin was kind of tired of it. He got tired of it. You know what? And maybe the Great Spirit moved upon him and said, let's move in the way of aerospace. And let's just go ahead and just take out the freaking big balls USA that thinks they can continue to freaking just take people out in whatever way that they want. And let's just blow the hell out of their stuff. Yeah. You see how beautiful this gets? So we let you know that there's an evil up in America quietly activating and operating like a communist movement, this Illuminati freaking movement, which has always been since 1776. And guess what? The freaking British and Americans been hand in hand with one another. You know, the good old Rockefellers, all of them people, Rothschilds and all of them. Yeah. And then the banking institution, the Wahlbergs, all these people secretly just running amok. Huh? That's what they're doing. Huh? They just running amok and just doing what they do. And, you know, just running this evil up on our land. They continue to do what they do. So you know what? We bring what they're doing and what they're doing, okay? So we let you know that back in the late 1800s and the early 1900s, the Western world experienced a sudden burst of open occultism among the ultra-rich elites. You know, they show a nice little beautiful picture of ball, however. You know, it's awful funny how this evil satanic freaking bull, you know, it's awful funny how they give it the name of ball and the bull. And up on Wall Street, they got the freaking golden calf, right, that sits on Wall Street. And what they were doing back in Moses' day, worshiping the golden calf. And it's awful funny that it been sitting up on Wall Street. Probably people, you know, when they go to New York or whatever, they take a picture in front of it. Then they're still worshiping the money today like it's some kind of god. You know, these people, just like Mao Zedong, he wanted these young people to look at him as a god, you see. But what happened was, and guess what else about the little red guards? Guess what? With all of this activity of just turning on each other, they wanted power. They started moving and wanted this power movement. And that's why he ousted them to these, you know, these countrysides. And because he, you know, was evidently feeling threatened, right? But they looked at him as some kind of god. You know, and it's just awful funny how, according to this lady, okay, the lady said that it's awful funny how America, in a lot of sense, as you know, is also, you could take it in kind of like the system that we have. They have made money like a god, you know, and you can't exclude the fact, and it's just what they do. But the thing is, you know, they looked at Mao Zedong as like some kind of god, right? They look at him as a god, and like he was the government, right? So they looked up to him as like a god. But just like today's time, you know, we have this, and she said you can see that with the activity, she's even went before Congress, and they gave her a 1 minute clearance to be able to speak. And she just, in 1 minute, she just put it down. And she said that she can see with these activities that's happening with this George Floyd, you know, the culturism or whatever, you know, they're like, in other words, the blacks against the whites. Yeah, you see? And our very own friend here at Revolution Radio was just saying the other night how he goes on these individual shows and show these black individuals who get anti-white in a lot of ways, you see? But they don't know. They sitting here playing the game that these people want you to play. You see, we're playing right into their hands whenever we play upon the evil that these people want against us. Just like if I had to give you an example, the war in Ukraine. If they want your kids to go to Ukraine, are you just going to hand them over your kid? And I'm not saying to take away anything from people that might be in the military now. You know, I feel sorry for you because you don't really, really get the knowledge until you come listen to Revolution Radio and awaken yourselves to realize that if you were standing with the people, you wouldn't want to be fighting over there in Ukraine or fighting in Israel or whatever. You know, you don't realize that land is the man. Look, this ain't about land. This is about what the Almighty told us to do about that little statement. Huh? Love thy neighbor as thyself. And more I see it on social media, how people are waking themselves. I saw a lady yesterday, last night. She was on her way to a business. I don't even know. Meet somebody for her luncheon or to pick up her food. And you know what? She seen a girl sitting outside on up against the little half wall. And she's sitting there in the rain with a coat on. Didn't even look like a raincoat, but she had a hood. And she was carrying an umbrella. So she went back and sit with the girl and wound up, the girl didn't even know she ordered food. So the Uber Eats or whatever went and was delivering, and when he come for the delivery at the building that she worked in, she called him over. And she showed that she already paid on her phone. Bing, bang, boom. She went and sit with the girl, gave her some food, gave her some money. She even took off her jacket and gave her a jacket before she left and left her with the plate of food she had in the bag or whatever. You see, more and more, you see, you got to, just like, okay, if I had to, and this is not giving Trump any props, I'm just saying the difference. Today, I'm looking at a split screen. Biden's in one place, Trump's in another. You got Biden down there probably telling him to go ahead and cut some of that wire and just open up the floodgates some more, huh? Trump down there with the governor of Texas. With the National Guard and it looked like one of the state troops or the Homeland Security, whatever, blah, blah, blah. He's down there trying to, read out of all these activities of these migrants coming across and causing all this activity, which that nurse was killed, as we come to discover, by a migrant that came across. So, you see? So you got two different ways. You see what I'm saying? So this is what you have to do. You have to see that there is something going on this land or in this land as well around the world, you see? So the thing is, you either going to be on for the good or you're going to be for evil. So that's why I say that I have to go on. And you know what? If it shakes up your evil spirits, then maybe you need to get rid of them. Don't you think? So I tell you, in the late 1800s and the early 1900s, the Western world experienced a sudden burst of open occultism. among the ultra-rich elites. The rise of what is that? Was underway, becoming a kind of fashion trend that would ultimately set the stage for what would later be called quote unquote New Age spiritualism, right? The primary driver of the Theosophical movement was a small group of obscured academics led in part by a woman named H. P. Blavatsky. The group was obsessed with esoteric belief, right? Gnosticism and even Satanism, right? So Blavatsky co-founded the Theosophical Society in New York in 1875, claiming that she had a psychic connection to beings called the quote unquote the Mahatmas. Yep, the Mahatmas, or the quote unquote the Masters, right? These creatures, she asserted, helped her write the foundational books of Theosophy, including The Secret Doctrine. She says, I bring up Theosophy and Blavatsky because the movement she helped launch was primarily an elitist one to spread occultism in the early 1900s. Specifically targeted the upper leaders and financial leaders. Being involved in obscure organizations with secretive mandates, such groups have existed in the past, from the Rosicrucians and Freemasons to the alchemists of the Middle Ages, who hid their occult beliefs in coded texts. However, never before had they been so public in their efforts. To their credit, the early Theosophists were mostly apolitical. At least outwardly, and they argued against political intrusion into people's lives. She said, I suspect, however, that this was because at the time, Western governments revolved around Christian and conservative values. As politicians became more separate from Christianity, the auspice interest in controlling government grew, and the movement became increasingly socialist in practice. Invariably, these spiritual systems revolved around pagan deities of the past, many Babylonian or ancient Egyptian in origin. That said, there are also numerous mentions in Theosophy of one figure in particular, Lucifer, and referred to as the light bearer, quote, the light bearer, the angel of light, Prometheus, symbolically, the dragon, the morning star, and Satan, unquote. Modern Luciferians will consistently deny the name, quote unquote, Lucifer has anything to do with the biblical figure of Satan. But this is a lie. Blavatsky herself treats the two figures as synonymous in the secret doctrine, as she admits in her book. Quote, "And now it stands proven that Satan, or the red fiery dragon, the Lord of Phosphorus, and Lucifer, our light bearer, is in us. It is our mind," unquote. Blavatsky quoted a hermetic text in the secret doctrine, also repeats the mantra, quote, "It is Satan who is the god of our planet and the only god." Yeah. Why we see these suckers ruling in the way that they rule today, it's not in the our best interest. We see that they just act just like we had. I mean, when have you ever known? I'll give it to you like this in Trump's words, okay? Paraphrasing. Probably right on the money exactly what he was saying. He said, you can add up all the wrongdoing that all of our past presidents has done in the past. And he said that there is, he said there is nothing in comparison to what is happening, right? What is happening to us today and what he's, what Biden is doing, right? Yeah. So, I mean, it's just so nefarious in the activities, in the ways that our government is acting so secretly. And they got people so blown away with this, and they use continuing brainwashing, if you will, with this mainstream media to do their bidding, you see? And as long as they could keep them playing this repetitious mindset with the giving you this continuing repetition that they do, and the news that they bring to you making every day. Have you noticed how every day for practically years now, Trump's been gone for these couple of years, they're still talking about immigrants, migrants, the wall. And you see, you haven't even figured out that it's been years that they've been talking about this. You see? And they have this Luciferian type of acts upon society that people are solely beset upon what is taking place, but they don't even realize that time is passing. You see, this is why we try to have you come and awaken yourselves to the timeline that you're in. And to let you know that there is a game. Oh, yeah, this is another thing that just hit me that I wanted to remember. This psychological warfare. Yeah, that's another big one right there. Along with that satellite in space that our friend in Russia, you know, wants to blow the hell out of America. I wish he would, you know. So, in other words, he'd become the king on the hill and let these mother freakers know that it's society, because they say you want to be the king, you got to be the king in space, you know. And they said there'll be all these particles up there, you know. So what? America? You think America's playing fair when they're killing thousands of women and children in freaking Gaza? Are you freaking kidding me? Come on. So you don't think they need to blow the hell out of this satellite up there in space? I think so. You see, this is why they secretly do want to shut down social media. They want to put a bind on free speech. This is why they attack these NGOs, non-governmental offices. They want to create to surveil us. You know, we're not the ones that need to be surveilled. They are. You see, they create these freaking FBI, CIA, Catholic institution, freaking all these damn CIA and all the bull crap, huh? Investigative agencies, Catholic investigative agency, CIA. You see? And that's another motherfucker that needs to be talked about, these damn Black Pope, freaking Luciferian mother freaking white folk, all these crap. They need to continue to talk about these damn people, because they got the people, they got y'all so mind raped that you can't even freaking see straight. You're like, what hole can you come in? One of the holes in my ear with a nice fat dildo, because I want to be screwed in every way, because people won't wake up, you see? Because when I come real like this, you know, it shakes up your demons, you see? Because it needs to, because you need to awaken yourself and get everybody to come listen to Revolution Radio, to that damn Two Feathers, because I'm coming real with it, you see? So they say Luciferians and occultists will also argue that the Christian, that's another thing. Well, let me stop right there. The Christian Bible. You see, these Luciferians and these freaking people that are up today, I'm going to tell you something. These are Rothschild, Rockefeller, all these people. They come to take the Christians down. That's what they want. They want to take the Christians out of the scenario. And I ain't talking about the Catholics, okay? Because the Catholics are not Christians. I ain't talking about y'all, you know, you Catholic people, okay? Because you're not Christian. Because if you were Christian, the world wouldn't be in the shambles that it's in. And we wouldn't be going to wars, and we'd be pulling our people out of these countries, and we wouldn't be freaking training people to kill, and what's the yellow gas and all that in Vietnam and all that, man. We wouldn't have been doing all of that, you see? We wouldn't have had all of that going on, activities, all this crap. You know, we're sitting there taking our people out and look. And people don't realize that even in our inner cities and all, when we're sitting here, they got the ID channel where, you know, they commit murder. People freaking just murder after murder after murder. They just kill it. And you know what? You're doing the bidding of these people. And because you won't love your neighbor, but you don't know what to do with your money. You don't know what to do with your wealth. You know, look around. It's so easy. You know, and more people finding out, the more good they do, the better they feel. You see, that's what it is. You see, but people won't. They want to be greedy. It's all about the greed and me and my and the I. You see, but there's no we in the me and the my and the I. You know, and that's the problem. You see, you won't get it. And but yet you'd rather freaking, how can I murder someone? How can I kill someone? How can I see these spouses. They be wanting to, they have a big insurance policy out on their spouse or whatever. And they go like, how can I, man, I'm you know, just because they want to go love on it because one spouse is not loving on the other spouse. And, you know, you can't blame the one of them for acting out, because I seen it happen on both sides. I've seen the man not show his wife attention. I've seen the wife not show the man attention, but then they think about how the guy or the woman they fooling with, how can I get them to take out my spouse, and you know, I'll collect the insurance and all this, and come to find out, they find out that they're guilty of committing the crime that they committed, and they wind up losing out all together. Now the kids are without parents, you see. And what good did it do to do all of that when you could have just said, look, I'm not getting the attention that you need. You know, if that's what it's going to come to, if it's going to come to a great evil like that. And a lot of these people have beautiful homes. And I'm like, well, why do this? Why even, you know, hurt each other like that? When we can, you know, there's different ways that you can. I've done seen it on not just about a week ago. I seen two different scenarios they could have did, that they could have did it a better way, and they didn't have to do what they did. Just move away from the neighbor in one sense, you know, and I forget the other. But there's so many different ways that people can handle situations. But no, they got to sit and reduce it down to a common denominator. How can I take this one out? I'm saying we're doing the bidding of these freaking Luciferian people. You see? And that's what they want. They want you to do their bidding. That's the way Lucifer works, huh? He comes in deceiving many. seeking out whom he may devour. He wants to devour you. These people want to send your kids off the wall. They don't want their kids to go. You see? Yeah, but you tell them, Mr. Senator, Mr. Congressman, Mr. Congresslady, why don't you send your kid to war? Not my kid. Why don't you send your freaking kid? I don't want my kid to go, you know? What's wrong with you people? One guy said that over my dead body, you're going to send my daughter to war. You see? Oh, yeah, now that it done hit home plate, you see? Yeah, he ain't going to send his daughter. Yeah, you see? So I wanted to say that about the Christians. So this is what it is. These people want to come after the Christians. They want to shut the Christian down. Because they know that the Christians come with that strong word, you see? And then they know that they come to clear the path, you see? And we come to awaken people. That's what this is all about. They come to attack the Christians. And that's what these Luciferians, they want to sacrifice. I seen one picture that where they were about to sacrifice that was on television. I saw they was having this occultist meeting. And it looked like a baby on the freaking table, and this guy was about to jab a knife into this little bitty infant child, little baby. I was like, oh, yeah, this is the way they do it. I didn't cut out the heart. I seen this dude. I heard this dude live talk about they wanted him to become part of the occultists, and he had to sacrifice and, I don't know, eat part of the heart of the baby. And I think he said he did it. You know? I mean, it's amazing, man. You see, this is what you people don't realize. You see, when you come real like this, you know, you hate to put it down, but hey, it has to be said, people. So these Luciferians and these cultists will also argue that the Christian Bible only mentions the name Lucifer once, and that the two figures are not associated. And whatever, the devil, the Lucifer, this is once again a lie by omission. You see, it's a lie. So we just had to read a little bit further and discover that it's a lie, huh? By omission. The Bible does, in fact, mention quote unquote light bearer, quote unquote the angel of light, quote unquote, and the dragon in reference to Satan on multiple occasions. And all these names are used by elites to describe the figure they call Lucifer. As mentioned in Corinthians 11:14, quote, and it is no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. There you go. You want to go look it up? Corinthians 11:14. He masquerades, and he's carrying many people with him. You know what? I hate to put it to you straight, people, but these Catholics are masquerading, baby. This is the way that they do. And they're taking millions with them, billion and a half. Yep, they say they got 1 billion Muslims, 1.5 billion Catholics. There you go. So they're taking many people, and people wake up every day. And you're going to wonder why, one day while you're sitting there, you said, the blind leading the blind, and they both fall in the ditch. Yeah, why would it say that little thing? It's all corrupt, from the White House to the outhouse. Oh, boy, what does it mean? Yeah, it's all corrupt, and they following each other till they both go in the ditch. You see? That's why they won't get it. They don't listen to Revolution Radio. To that damn two feathers. So it says, in other words, when any elite group mentions terms such as quote unquote light bearer or Lucifer, right, they are indeed referring to Satan. It's not just a matter of archetypal That's A-R-C-H-E-T-Y-P-A-L. Archetypal. Discussion. This is, in fact, part of their religion. But in our modern times, some people might say, quote, unquote, who cares? Yep, that's about like it. Who cares? And all mythical hoodoo and fantasy, right? It's all mythical and hoodoo and fantasy, right? I would respond with a question. Do you think the deeply held religious beliefs of the people with financial and political power matter in how they make decisions? Huh? You think the deeply held religious beliefs of the people with financial and political power matter in how they make decisions? Wouldn't their beliefs help explain why they do things they do? If you want to know why the globalists are engaged in a very real war on the minds of the masses, there you see, right there, right there. Most people will be so, it'll go over your heads if you're not listening and you're not getting what I'm about to say, right? If you want to know why the globalists are engaged in very real war of the minds, like I was saying earlier, right? Yeah, it's psychological warfare on your minds. You see, this is why they use social media, the 9/11, the satellite. You see, and all of this, social media, all of our social media platforms, all of this is psychological warfare. The bots that X allows on their platform to engage in your conversations. Yeah. Anger you to have your kids go and fight their wars. Yeah, all of this, huh? All of this, the yellow stuff in Vietnam, all of this, the freaking LSD trips in the wars of the past. Yeah, all of that. Vietnam War, huh? Oh, that's the music, boy. Look, I'm blowing through that time, huh? Come on back, people. You know this stuff get good. You can't deny it. You listen to the Two Feathers Show. Stay tuned. Be right back.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the Truth Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Wake up one day and they're gonna want to know what the hell is going on, Two Feathers. What's going on? What's happening in our world? Oh no, Papa, you don't need it. You fall asleep, you don't put that energy drink in the freezer, get it ice cold. You see, that's the thing. We keep sucking in our freaking ways of the world. And I'll tell you something in a minute, but first I'm going to let you know you're listening to the number one listener supported station on the planet, right? 13 years and running, all because of you, the listener. And boy, I tell you what, man, it is a beautiful thing to be alive today, and I'm going to tell you why in a minute. So we let you know that when you're here, you're like family. Because you know what? You continue to want to be a supporter of this station through a Patreon. You like giving every month. You like giving one time, you know, one time donation. It's all good either way. We just let you know that when you come to our website, that we have an archive that's free to you, the listener, right? Yeah, you can go check that out. Many shows on there. Goodness gracious. So many. And shout out to the people in our Matrix chat room. So when you come, you can get signed up to our Matrix chat and tell them Two Feathers sent you up in there. And yeah, because a lot of them come listen to the Two Feathers. And you know what? They get to hear some great info, just like yourself. And you see a lot of people fall off. They want to go listen to their damn Biden's ratings. That's what they want to listen to. They want to listen to Biden's ratings. Biden's ratings needs this fell off or whatever. But you see, that's what they rather listen to. Oh, you know what? CNN as well. And listen to how much Biden's ratings had went down. You see, that's because they love being mind raped. You see, and they love it. Keep on loving it. We know that you can go check out our website, www.revolution.radio, freedomslips.net, freedomslips.org, and let you know that 13 years and run it all because of listeners. And we're first and second most of all, I have to give a great big shout out to our management team, you know, because they do a great and wonderful thing here at Revolution Radio with you, the listener, our wonderful management team that upholds this station, and a lot of our hosts that's here at Revolution Radio. Put us all together. We're going to keep this train moving, and we're going to keep it rolling like a roaring lion. You know what? And it needs to be, hey, you know what? People say, but Two Feathers, it's the same old thing. How do you say it? Just a different day. You know, same old thing. Yeah? Was 9/11 the same old thing? Oh, what you said, Two Feathers? 9/11. Go listen to Max Egan. He'll tell you a little bit about that, huh? Yeah. Oh, boy. I tell you, you try to wake your people up, and they, what is it called? A mythical hoodoo and fantasy. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, you see, you try to wake these people up, and yet they still want to stay asleep. So, yeah, if you like what you're hearing, just go to our website, man. Get on our Patreon circuit, and you can find out that you can help keep continuing supporting this station. www.revolution.radio, freedomslips.net, freedomslips.org. Come on and keep listening to Two Feathers. I'll give you an earful. Tell you about these occultists that they continue to want to do upon us, their Marxist communism. Listening to Mao Zedong, you know, and old Xi Jinping said that he gonna continue with having this Marxist communist movement, huh? This is the way that they do it, and America continuing to do what they do upon their people, and they secretly do it, and they create all these little secret societies to make sure that they do it, and they get that mainstream media on board, boy, they got you in. They run it all. I wanted to say something about what I posted in our chat. Hold on a second. I had something real pretty that needed to be said. Let's see if I can pull it up right here. It says, the object of waging a war is always to be in a better position in which to wage another war. In a position in which to wage another war. You see what I'm saying? Now, these Luciferians, the object of waging a war is always to be in a better position. And isn't it funny how we continue to have attention? We got the great and mighty warrior king. Now he's feeling very threatened by the continuation of what America continues to do. He knows that the West and America is all involved, and people have their opinions about Putin. I'm not saying they. You know, but I mean, doggone it, somebody needs to take on the beast, don't you think? And that's not Putin. Putin's not the beast. You know, they're sitting there calling Tucker Carlson anti-American. Come on, people. Hello. Oh, boy, Two Feathers, you just woke him up. You just woke him up a little bit. Just a little bit. But let me keep on shaking you and tell you that it's no wonder for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light, you see? Yeah, Lucifer, referring to Satan. It's just not a matter of archaeological, discussion. This is a fact, part of their religion. But in the modern time, some people might say, who cares, huh? And all mythical hoodoo and fantasy, right? Yeah. See how they do that? So So with these, what it said, do you think they deeply held religious beliefs of the people with financial, political power matter in how they make decisions? This is how these people do it, huh? Let's see what it says. Let's see right here. If you want to know why the globalists are engaged in a very real war of the minds, you see, of the masses, you cannot overlook their religious motivations. What seems like fantasy to some is very real to the globalists. You see? And it is. Let me see something here. For example, it says many know that the United Nations building in New York has an occult library. Oh, really? But few people know that it was built by a group called the Lucifer Publishing Company, later changed to Lucius Trust. Lucius Trust Cities, the writings of H.P. Blavatsky. Blavatsky. Constantly as the inspiration for their organization, the UN continues to associate with Lucius Trust of this day, to this day. The very heart of the globalism revolves around Luciferian ideas. It doesn't matter what you or I think about these things. It doesn't matter if you see such concepts as metaphorical or symbolic or imaginary. They believe, and so we must explore what these beliefs mean, right? Hold on 1 second. Let's see. And what these beliefs mean, we said, hold on. Luciferian Public Company, okay. H.P. Blavatsky, constantly as inspiration for the organization. UN continues to associate with Lucius Trust to this day. The very heart of globalism revolves around the Luciferian ideas. So we think of the WEF, World Economic Forum, right? And who's to say that now we found out that this, what is that, Rockefeller, Rothschild, whatever, just passed away, that, I forget how they said his first name. Yeah, he just passed away. He said, these people continue to act in with their Luciferian ideas. See how they do this? So it doesn't matter what you or I think about these things. It doesn't matter if you see such concept as metaphorical or symbolic or imaginary. They believe, and so we must explore what these beliefs mean. Before the 1800s, occultists engaged in Luciferianism would have been burned at the stake if discovered. They probably would have saw that they were like witchcraft, witches and all that. I'm beginning to think that maybe this was the right way to handle such people all along. As our very own Sergeant Miller said, bring back that guillotine, that solar power guillotine. Shout out to Sarge tonight. Keep it between the lines. It says, but to understand why we have to look at the progression of the religion and why it is inevitably leads to moral relativism, and social self-destruction. But you notice it's self-destruction is where it's going. And that's exactly what's happening. When you listen to the dark side, trust me, it's you're headed for self-destruction. Our boy used to sing that back in the day, huh? Flavor Flav. We're headed for self-destruction, huh? Yeah. So for the Theosophist, Lucifer slash Satan is a kind of heroic figure. Yeah, there's some of these people that want to study Luciferianism, you know, he's like a heroic figure because, you know, they keep amplifying this sucker. They keep looking at him as a hero and all of this stuff, man. It's just like, you know, you got to say, man, I mean, all of this stuff that even back then, and it's been going on all of these years, and it continues. This is the one thing that you do have to ask the question. Why are we continue to be in war? Why are we still in war? You see? That's if you were on the good side, you wouldn't be wanting war. We wouldn't be having all this damn war. We'd be wanting to find out how do we get to a better world. But they don't seem to be doing. Yeah, they try to act like they're doing that, but in the whole time, they sitting here. They just self-destructing. They just freaking. They continue with killing thousands of women and children. I mean, they don't even care. They don't care that they sending your kids off to freaking war, you know? They people are dropping by the dozens and thousands. People just don't care. They're just like, oh well, it's your kid, not theirs, you know? So they look at Satan, Lucifer, whatever. They looking as a kind of a heroic figure. So when they argue that Lucifer is quote unquote not Satan. What they mean is that their version of Satan is different from the version ascribed by Christianity. Right? So, in other words, imagine a group of people took a famously malicious figure such as Joseph Stalin. There you go. Oh, boy, boy. People start digging into what that sucker was about. Man, there's not a hell deep enough for that dude. And then devised, let's say they took this famous malicious figure such as Joseph Stalin and then devised an entirely different history for him in which he is a misunderstood philanthropist. Right? Yeah, right. Instead of a genocidal maniac, because that's what he was. He was an ethical freaking maniac. I mean, he was just cleaning. He was just taking. I heard he was killing over 1,500 people a day. This is how evil this dude was. I mean, man, you talk about, man, what? That's essentially what Luciferianism is. You see? That's what it is. If he was mistakenly misunderstood as a philanthropist instead of a genocidal maniac. Yeah. So in the Theosophical magazine titled Lucifer, published in the 1880s, Blavatsky and her groups spend multiple pages trying to separate the term Lucifer from the devil, while also defending the mythology of the devil, painting him as a character slandered by Christian culture. Yeah. In the version of the Genesis story, for example, the serpent was the quote-unquote good guy. Yeah. Okay. Bringing the fruit of knowledge to Adam and Eve. Right? Eve is venerated as a root figure in Theosophy. Theosophy. And in feminism, a movement that the Theosophists helped to create. Because without Eve, the serpent would have never been able to get Adam to consume the fruit. The fruit as a representation of knowledge or genosis, is the key to Luciferianism and the globalist cult. as many atheists I've encountered in the past have argued, isn't knowledge a good thing? Yeah, it can be. But do they use knowledge of all of what they do to build more weapons? Or do they bring, how can we not have people have to pay 30 years for a freaking mortgage and retire at an early age and give us a 4-day work week? Are they trying to do stuff like that? No. They said, how can we build bigger and better bombs, more ships, give more war? Let's create freaking manipulation and weather patterns. You see where I'm going with it? Yeah. I mean, you know, is knowledge a good thing? You see? Yeah, you see? I give you the two differences. You see the way these Luciferians act? Then what they giving you? What they showing you? Huh? That's how Luciferians act. Bring you better wars, bigger wars, and bigger bombs, and want to create these bomb freaking warehouses. Yeah, they bringing us good stuff, huh? Let's keep going. Yeah. Yeah, it's the same old thing, different day, huh? Yeah. Wait till you wake up one morning and your real reality hits. You see, that's what it takes for a world to wake up. You see, I've even seen in my sight, and I've seen it, and it's just a couple of days ago, people with million-dollar homes about to go into the ocean. Look like they were going into the Pacific Ocean. Yeah, you see? And it's just like, you know, you can't, oh, it's the same old thing. No, it's not for them. The house is about to go in the ocean. You think it's the same old thing? No, it's not. You see? That's why I'm trying to awaken you. But boy, look, if people fall off, they just think that old Two Feathers is talking out his butthole. Well, you know what? For the ones that are still here, continue to listen. Welcome aboard to the Two Feathers Show, right here on Revolution Radio. Yeah. So, yeah, they saying they said that I've encountered in the past have argued. Is it knowledge a good thing? Yes, it's like I was just describing. And if God is punishing humanity for consuming knowledge, which he's not, because you notice how when we use knowledge for good, you know, all things work together for good for those who believe. Oh, just sunk the ship with that one, huh? Yeah, not believing in Luciferianism. Because I just described in the way of Luciferianism, bigger bombs, huh? Let's kill over freaking hundreds of, or tens of thousands of women and children. That sounds like the way of the Creator? No. Sounds like some Luciferianism, doesn't it? Just keep sacrificing people, women, children, your dogs, your cats. It doesn't matter, you know. Send your kids off the wall. They don't give a damn. These people freaking sacrifice any damn thing. And if God punishing humanity for consuming knowledge, does this not make him a villain? Yeah, make him a villain. No, God is all good, all loving, all merciful, all kind. There is no opposite to God. God is all love. And this is what we try to show you here on Revolution Radio. This is what we're about. But you want to go and take yourselves down where they're talking about evil spirits, you know? Well, keep following your Luciferianism and find out where that gets you. Because you know what? Let me tell you a little secret about old Satan. You see, I never liked riding with Satan. You know why? Because he always wants to drive. Ah, there you go. There you go for your Luciferianism freaking believers. Yeah, there you go. Take that one to your freaking, your Satanists and freaking Luciferian followers. Because you know what? Satan's going to want something. He's going to require something back. He's going to want something back from you. You see? That's why I choose not to go in that way. Because you know what? I want to have a good heart, a decent heart. You know, I want to help as many people as I can help. Even if it's in the way of good, decent knowledge. You see? This is why I come the way I come. It says this argument ignores the underlying theme. Knowledge by itself is not good or evil. Yeah, knowledge can be used for good. No, let me tell you something. You see the two words, good and evil? Good doesn't even belong with evil. I don't give a damn how many times people say, oh, if it wouldn't be for evil, you wouldn't know good. No. Why don't we go in the way of good all the time and do away with evil completely? We wouldn't have to discover what is evil. If I give you a freaking gun and you blow your freaking kids' brains out, or you want to take the war. You take the war. You go over there and you kill, you know, thousands of women and children. Is that good or is that evil? All right, then. Well, if we wouldn't be over there in freaking Gaza, blowing up freaking all of Gaza and having dealings in Ukraine, we wouldn't have to be worrying about if Putin would freaking be worrying about freaking about to shove something down our throat. Huh? You see, we'd be doing in the way of good. We wouldn't even be fooling with evil. But no, you see, you got people being sucking up with General Keane, all of these other people in the mainstream media sitting here feeding you all this garbage and making you believe that they're doing the right thing by going to war, you know? Yeah, you see how they're doing that? That's what they do. They have you believing that what they're doing is a good thing, you see? Oh, look at this. This. You see, you turn something on. Let's see. Where am I thinking? But yeah, this is what they this is what they do. They sit and they hold on. I'm trying to get back to my little spot here. But anyway, this is what they do while I'm talking to you. They sit and try to have you believe in the mainstream media, right? To believe that what they're doing is a good thing. And you see, most people that listen to somebody like CNN News, they buy it hook, line, and sinker. You see? And then they don't even think that there's some Luciferianism that's going on in what these people are doing. And then when I go on, my Facebook and I show, you know, I make a little poem because I, you know, I do poetry. And I show that, this little girl sitting on a mattress on the ground and holding her little brother in her lap and she's got her hand over her forehead. And she's sitting there and just like, man, my heart just ripped from my chest when I sit and I think about those poor little kids up in that damn dirt, you know? It just, man, I don't know how it make you all feel, but I tell you what, it just rips my damn heart out, you know? And then they're going to, Facebook calls it fake news. Can you believe that? Can you believe that these people would stand in the wake of this and call it fake? Are you freaking kidding me? I'd like to see Mark Zuckerberg go over there and stand where they shooting those, dropping those freaking bombs and all of that. Let's see how he would feel. Send his newborn baby over there. Huh? How would he feel? Yeah. See? Yeah. So, I was trying to get back. I'm right here by that spot where I left off. But you see how this how these people do? Yeah, Genesis started serpent was the good guy, huh? Yeah, he was venerated as a root figure in theosophy and a feminism, a movement that the theosophists helped to create, because without Eve, the serpent would have never been able to get Adam to consume the fruit. The fruit is a representation of Genosis. Knowledge is the key to Luciferianism and the globalist cult. Yeah, it's about like it. As many atheists said she encountered in the past have argued, isn't knowledge a good thing? And I was talking about, knowledge itself is not good, R.E., when I was saying how, you can use knowledge for good or you can use it for evil. And that's what I was presenting, that they're using it for evil. But evil thrives when people start to worship knowledge to the detriment of everything else. The application of knowledge without wisdom and moral discipline is dangerous. Yeah, you see, they should have said that about 10, 20, 30,000 women and children ago, don't you think? So as Dr. Ian Malcolm brilliantly asserts in the film Jurassic Park, quote, but your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could that they didn't stop to think if they should, unquote. So Luciferians openly admit, that the goal of their ideology is to pursue knowledge until human beings become gods. You think that's what Klaus Schwab thinks he is? He thinks he's a god? Yeah, these people at the top think they're some kind of god. Oh, yeah? Ask the Rockefellers. Oh, you can't. They dead. Ask Henry Kissinger. Oh, you can't. He's dead, too. And what about that guy's name? I forget his name. Yeah, you can't ask these people because they're undead. You see? Yeah, we're going to keep consuming knowledge until they become gods, huh? Good is what leads to great evil. It is a delusion. There you go. It is a delusion. What it said, they're coming in giving them a great delusion. They're deceiving many. This is what Satan does. He's coming in giving you a strong delusion. God even give you a strong delusion. You see? Yeah, making you believe good. You see, because he said that you would believe darkness before you would believe light. Just like I'm trying to give you some light, and it ain't no Luciferian light. I'm trying to give you a loving light, you see? But you won't receive it. You see, you want to call me this and that and the other. That's okay. Keep following your Luciferianism. What it says, until they become gods, huh? This infatuation with godhood is what leads to great evil. There you go. See? Thinking that they're gods, huh? Leads to great evil. It is a delusion that poisons the mind and encourages morally relative behavior. Not to mention a pervasive thirst for power. There you go. That right there. That thirst for power. How many is up in D.C. has got the thirst for power? How many people up there at the top has got that great thirst for power? They all do, huh? The Illuminatis, the freaking Skull and Bones, the Rosicrucians, huh? The Freemasons, all of them. Come, let us reason together, huh? That's why they all seem to be saying the same thing. They get on the damn television day after day. They stick that big dildo in your freaking ear. Then you know what? Call mainstream media and you gobble it up. You gobble it up and freaking thinking nothing's going on when you should change the channel and look at the little, I don't know, whatever, on something else, the weather or something, you know, which I heard that I think that meteorologists are about to stop fooling with the weather for the time being, for the winter, I think. Now they're going to crank up the freaking, probably to get into the hurricane making, huh? Yeah, so we all can suffer down south, you know? We don't know. We were talking about chemtrails just the other night, you see? That's when people don't awaken themselves. They go up and they look up in the sky. They go out in the morning time. The you know, to put out the garbage, come back out about 11 o'clock, and they're like, damn, I just was out here this morning. What's all them streaks in the sky? There, you see? Oh, that's just pretty little afterburners that they put in the sky from the plane. Yeah, afterburners my ass. You know, when they're sitting there freaking gassing you, and you don't even realize what the hell is going on. You know, look at us. It's up and down with the weather pattern. We can't get a freaking normal weather pattern with spring. Winter used to be winter. You'd have snow even down south. You know, we'd have nice cold winters. Normal winters would last a good long while. You know, some of the winters we have down here are wet winters. Don't know what the hell kind of weather. You're dressing for winter in the night. You wake up in the day, you got to put on shorts. You don't know how to freaking dress. People are getting sick all kind of freaking ways. Yeah, you see, Luciferians playing with the freaking weather. You see, they keep on with their knowledge until human beings become gods. Huh? Yeah, they can fool with everything because they got the knowledge. Now we're like gods. We can be like gods. Yeah, go ahead, Luciferian. Infatuation with freaking godhood. Huh? And until it leads to a great evil. Yeah, you see? And it's strengthening, sending them a strong delusion that poisons the mind and encourages morally relative behavior, not to mention a persuasive thirst for power. Got to have that power. Ponder the technological aspect for a moment. Consider the numerous globalist programs to expand artificial intelligence and bring about what they call, quote-unquote, transhumanism. Yeah, you see, there's that word again, transhumanism. This is a kind of knowledge worship that has terrifying implications for the future. Just like we hear Elon Musk, I think they implanted that chip in the first human being, huh? Yeah, wanting to see how people freaking, when they can communicate with your brain, can communicate with a cell phone through a chip. Open up your freaking cranium crap, cap, crap, yeah. So they open up your cranium cap and then put a freaking chip in your nerve tendons up in your freaking brain, huh? That little gel up there at the top, you know? Connected to your freaking neurotransmitters. Yeah, that's a thought pattern, neurotransmitters. You see? And that's what they do. And they connect this freaking chip and see what makes you tick whenever you, if they send a signal into your brain, and then they see how you act whenever through this chip, you see, they can tell the activity of, let's say if they show a man a naked woman. So they see how he acts in his nerve activities through that chip, you see? And that's how they do it. Or if they show you a murder or something in Gaza, and they see that you sad, and they can see that something's going on with the activities of the brain then. You see? This is, terrifying implications for the future. So the integration of technology into the surveillance state. There you go. Surveil you, huh? With all our social media and all that. Surveillance state to rule over society is bad enough, huh? Not good enough that they freaking ruling over us in the way of using our tax dollars, social media freaking, surveilling us and all this bull crap that they do, and we need to be surveilling them. They trying to play that freaking psychology warfare, huh? Psychiatric warfare that they use upon us. That's what they're doing. Yeah. But what happens when human beings begin integrating technology into their very biology? Huh? With old Uncle Bill Gates trying to get into your biology. Yeah, this is what he does. He's into the biology part along with the brain, you know? Been doing it, Frederick T. Gates or whatever, his grandfather. Yeah, been wanting to know all about the brain and all of that since he was a little kid. He said, will this eventually erase any semblance of what we call, quote unquote, the soul? No, Papa. Yeah, if you go figuring around, fooling around with a damn chip in your brain, but it ain't going to fool with your soul. Because I got news, they probably put one in Joe Biden. That's why that mother freak is able to uphold himself like he is. Probably put a chip in his damn brain. But guess what? When that freaking soul, it's time for that soul to go down, guess what? There ain't nothing going to hold that body up. They can make him like a robot, and he can be ticking, clicking, everything else, and say what he going to wind up speaking like a robot, because that's all it's going to be. But that damn skin's going to freaking rot right off his body, right on the mainstream media. That's what's going to happen, because the soul is going to be gone. So after all, machines do not feel. There you go. See? Ain't going to feel. Ain't going to have no damn skin on them either. Going to reveal nothing but bones. It says, nor do they self-reflect on their actions. What happens when humans distort themselves to become more like machines? Will transhumanism become a movement that suffocates all love and empathy, removing moral compass and turning us into a demonic hive, H-I-V-E, hive mind, devoid of individual thought? Globalists assert that there is no such thing as the soul. How you love that? Yeah? Well, keep on, mother freaker. Guess what? Your soul is going to require you, globalists. I'm here to tell you this night. Your soul is going to require you. I don't give a damn what kind of freaking chip you put in your brain. When it's lights out, it's lights out. That's a wrap. Can you wake up Henry Kissinger? No, you can't. He's dead. The soul is gone. I don't give a mother freak, dude. You ain't gonna. When that soul is gone, it's gone. No such thing as the soul. Yeah? Well, guess what? You ain't gonna be able to recall your own soul. When that damn thing leaves your body, it's gone, Papa. Lights out. No such thing as individual identity and no such thing as moral compass. Yeah, okay. From their perspective, there is no danger of adopting technology as a path to godhood. Yeah, because they think they're gods, are becoming gods. Because nothing would be lost. And here we see the true nature of Luciferianism at work. A perfect representation. See, people were on... just fly right over their head. You see, when I say the true nature of Luciferianism at work, you see, they people can't see it because they go cut on CNN. And boy, I'm so glad I got CNN. Hurry up and connect my TV so I can watch CNN. Yeah, come on, Sergeant Miller. Yeah, connect my TV. Hurry up so I can watch CNN. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, they can't see that Luciferianism at work. A perfect representation of this cancer is World Economic Forum spokesperson Yuval, wonderful man. Give him a birthday cake, Harari. Huh? Yeah. There you go. A man who says the quiet part out loud and promotes the darker tenets of Luciferianism regularly. Eric shows a video of him speaking. That little mother freaking, somebody needs to go and slap it. To grasp what Luciferianism is, think of it as the anti-God, a war on nature, or a war on the natural state of humanity disguised as quote-unquote enlightenment. Yeah, a war on nature, just like this damn jabberoni that they brought to all of us, huh? That was a war against nature. That was a crime against nature. And they say any crime against nature, you know, imagine what it would be if you thought about if it's a crime on nature. What is it when it's a crime on humanity? Huh? People don't even think about that. You know why? Because they care about the animals when also they should be caring about the people as well. If it's a crime against nature, what the hell you think it should be against the human? Yeah, you see, but they won't go in and arrest freaking Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, and Yuval Harari, Birthday Cake Man Harari, Fauci, huh? They won't go in, Rim Dims of beer. Can I get mine, please? I want to flop like a fish. You see, they won't go in and take these people out. Take them out of society. Get them the hell out of here. You know, it's awful funny that the motherfucking Bill Gates is wanted in other countries, but yet he can play ball right here in the United States, just like he was at his own welcome party, and we brought the best wine. You see, people don't want to awaken to that factor, yeah, because they want to engage in Luciferianism, you see? And it's disguised as his enlightenment, quote unquote. This is why globalists try to institute the extreme opposite view of every natural disposition. The notion of human beings as a blank slate that Yuval Harari clings to is one such false narrative. It is a philosophy that has been debunked by endless psychological studies as well as anthropological studies. From Carl Jung to Joseph Campbell to Steven Pinker and beyond, all scientific evidence suggests that human beings have inherent psychological qualities and characteristics from birth. Some of them, some of these are unique to the person. Some are universal archetypes and ideas that the minority of the majority of people share, such as conscious and moral compass. If we didn't have these built-in qualities, humanity would have become extinct thousands of years ago. We still don't know where exactly they come from. We only know that without them, we are no longer human. Oh, I know where ours come from. You know, I don't know if, yeah, of course, Luciferianism, you know, these Luciferian people, they're not going to know where their evil knowledge comes from. Oh, they probably do. They know it comes from their father, the devil. You see? That's why they keep doing what they're doing. But they don't reside in walking light. I can tell you that. In goodness and mercy and kindness and love. They don't walk in love. Let me just put it to you that way. Because Luciferianism, darkness, and evil has no place for love. You know, your Luciferianism isn't welcome in the ways of love. You know what? Because when you walk in love, you just walk in love, baby. You're free. And you are free indeed. When you walk in love, there is no other way. When you walk in love, that is the way. And it is the truth and the life. Yeah. There you go. You get more life when you walk in that love. You see, the whole world becomes anew when you awaken yourself to the love that I speak about. Their lack of empathy and conscience, their thirst for godhood, because you see, that's what they want, their thirst for godhood, and omnipotence, their drive to obtain all-encompassing, encompassing surveillance of the population, to know everything about us is all time, at all times. To have total control over the environment and society, the narcissist self-image of a supreme ruler who is worshipped by the masses, and the delusion. I don't worship their freaking their delusion and their narcissistic ways and all of that, and their freaking father the devil. I don't know about y'all, but it ain't for me. A supreme ruler. They're not my ruler. Because I don't walk in that way. Who is worshipped by the masses. I'm not part of the masses. And the delusion that they will be able to read minds and predict the future. Yeah. Okay. These are psychopathic fantasies. Yeah. That's what it is. And they are willing to chase these fantasies by any means necessary. But even psychopaths sometimes need a fundamentalist framework in order to maintain organization-inspired devotion within a group. it makes perfect sense that they would choose Luciferianism as their religion. There you go. See? Makes perfect sense. Their quote unquote do what thou wilt philosophy of hedonism takes the idea of freedom and removes all responsibility. It is a degenerate view of liberty rather than a principled view. Freedom, they think, is only for people like them. The people willing to desecrate everything in their path and upend the natural order. As psychopaths, they are devoid of natural inborn contents, and are more robotic than human. So it's no surprise that people like Harari argue there is no soul, no freedom for you, and the machines are capable of the same creativity as humans. Yeah, only if they're programmed, huh? An empty person with no soul or creativity is going to assume that all other people are empty. No, your robots are empty. There you go. Your tin can. Like the Tin Man in the Wizard of Oz, huh? When they beat on his chest and it sound like a hollow drum. Yeah, that's what your freaking robots are. Nothing but a tin can. An immoral person will also be compelled to prove that everyone else is just as immoral as he is. Or he will be compelled to prove that he is superior to everyone else because he has embraced his immorality. Do these elites believe in a real quote unquote devil with hooves and horns and a pitchfork? I don't know. What matters though is the philosophical drive of their cultism. Their goal is to convince a majority of the populace that there is no good. Yeah, you see, that's why you might need to come to Revolution Radio and get you some of this good. And there is no evil. Everything is empty. Everything is relative to the demands of the moment and the demands of society. Of course, they want to control society. So then everything would really be relative to their demands. Huh? Yeah, there you go. See? Relative to their demands. If you want to see something truly demonic, imagine a world in which all inherent truth is abandoned for the sake of subjective perception. A world that caters to the preferences of psychopaths with no ethical imperative. A world where the ends always justifies the means. Yeah, you see, they don't like it when you bring that word into court. Justify the means. Oh, whatever. You know, they don't like it. Oh, that's the trigger word. You know, our ends justifies the means because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Almighty Yahweh. You know, his ends are greatly for all that come and want to believe in that way. You know, it's going to justify the means, baby. Oh, you better believe it. The end time. His end is that heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word will remain forever. So there you go, Luciferian. Yeah. This is the Luciferian way and the globalist way. And no matter how much they deny it, the reality of their beliefs is visible in the fruits of their labor. Wherever they go, destruction, chaos, and death follow. Oh, just blew the lid off of the whole night. Wherever they go, destruction, chaos, and death follow. So, guess what? You cut on CNN News, baby. to keep following after their death, their destruction, their chaos. And you know what? You figure that death is following them. Do you want to continue to follow them? They keep listening to that Luciferianism that they want you to follow. Oh, you know what? You're not ready for this. The Catholic religion. There you go. Yeah. Keep following it, baby. The blind leading the blind, and they both follow the fall in the ditch. There you go. There's only 1.5 billion of you. You keep following it. You see, I anger you when I say that, don't I? Yes, it's for a reason. It's to awaken you to come to the side of the good side. You see, it's to awaken you to realize that there's an evil upon this planet, the Marxist communist movement, that they want to continue to take you down that damn wormhole. And they call it education. That's what they call it. Yeah. That knowledge, boy. Something about that damn knowledge. Are they using it for good? Oh, you know what? We're in war. How can it be for good? How can you build the bigger bomb, the better bomb, huh? Yeah. The 90-something-year-old man passed away and went to the other side. He said the only thing that America's ever brought was the bomb. Boy, I tell you what, that's the beautiful thing of it all, huh? We're going in the way of buying and selling, and you keep gobbling it up, and you can't realize that your poor little neighbor, 5 miles outside of your gated community, you're in the hood. You see that? Thank you, Sergeant Miller. Oh, there you go, people. What a night, huh? Yeah, what a night. And that is a wrap to the show. Did y'all like what you got tonight? Did you get your fulfillment? You see, many people, y'all don't realize, fell off. These people fell off. They went away. And you know what? It made my ratings go down, but it doesn't matter. But you stuck around. Come on back and have a listen. Donate to the show. Help your neighbor. Help each other. We can do this damn thing together. We are the Achilles tendon to the New World Order. Come on back and have a listen. Two Feathers is bouncing up out of here, baby. I'm out. I'm out this motherfucker. Y'all love each other. Come on back and have a listen to that damn Two Feathers. I'm going to wake you up. Come on back. Come on back. I love y'all. I'm out of here.
Listening to Revolution Radio. She travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
That things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.